Your Excellency, thank you for speaking with Switzerland. You are Ali Bagheri Khani, former Foreign Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You are now the Deputy Secretary of the Security Council. Thanks a lot for speaking to us. What is your most important message to a European audience right now in this terrible conflict in the Middle East?
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. I believe that the most important thing that we need to highlight to the European audience is the fact that the American unilateralism that they are focusing on is the main source of insecurity and instability in the West of Asia region. And more importantly, the thesis promoted by the US president, that is peace through strength, that is the main agent of insecurity and instability and crisis. Because peace through strength means peace through crimes, genocide, peace through creating crisis, promoting barbarism. And this shows that peace never is attainable through these ways, and just it leads to further insecurity and instability and violence. We, as the Islamic Republic of Iran, believe that peace through justice, dialogue, cooperation, and diplomacy. This is the perspective of a civilized world, but the American perspective that peace through strength, this is the perspective from a barbaric world. It does not belong to a civilized world. So from the American perspective, it is never possible to attain peace. So we ask the people of Europe to choose one of these ways, and definitely they will resort to peace, peace through dialogue, peace through diplomacy, peace through peace.
And where do you think, where do we stand in the negotiations at the moment with the United States? What are the open points? Where do we stand? We are continuing the path of negotiations. And at the same time, the Americans are making some excessive demands which are deeply rooted in their nature. Your Excellency, with all due respect, what do you say to skeptics in the West who ask themselves, why has Iran long-range missiles, 4,000 kilometers, and also enriched uranium? There are people in the West who think this is dangerous. What is your message to them?
با احترام کامل جنابعالی چگونه پاسخ بدبین ها رو و منفی بین ها رو در کشورهای غربی میدید؟ اونا میگن که ایران چرا موشک های با برد 4000 کیلومتر ساخته و چرا مواد غنی سازی شده داره؟ شما چه پاسخی دادی برای این؟
ایران توانمندی نظامیش بر اساس تهدیدهایی که علیهش هست تعریف میشه.
Iran's military potentials have been defined based on the threats that it is confronting. We are living in a realistic world. So have you ever heard about the news that 3 months ago the Americans attacked Iran?
بمباران کردن و موشکباران کردن.
For 40 days Iran was bombarded.
آیا در مقابل تجاوز و وحشیگری یک رژیم جنایتکار نباید یک ملت مستقل مسلح باشه و از خودش دفاع کنه؟
So when it comes to aggressions by a criminal regime, do the nations have the right in order to equip themselves in order to stand against them?
شما فکر میکنید یک ملت مستقل در مقابل یک متجاوز باید تسلیم بشه؟
Do you believe that independent nations and in a sovereign countries should surrender to criminals and to aggressors?
نباید خودش رو مجهز بکنه؟
Aren't they entitled to equip themselves?
شما در اروپا تسلیم نازی ها شدید؟
In Europe, did you surrender to Nazis?
رضا ما باید در واقع در مقابل تجاوزها و سطح تهدیدها خودمون رو آماده بود.
So we need to prepare ourselves against aggressions and the levels of threats.
ما یک ملتی هستیم که در طول قرن‌ها مواجه با تهدیدهای مختلف شد.
Iran is a nation that during different centuries have faced different threats.
و همواره در مقابل این تهدیدها خسارت دیدیم، هزینه دادیم، ولی مقاوم ایستادیم و تونستیم نه تنها به حیات خودمون ادامه بدیم، بلکه تونستیم خودمون رو ارتقا بدیم و توانمندتر.
Although we have received some damages, we have paid some costs, we have stood strongly and we have been able to remedy ourselves and to prepare ourselves for the next levels.
ما همواره، ملت ما همواره از تهدیدها فرصت می‌یابد.
Our nation, our people, all the times create opportunities out of challenges.
و قطعا شما یقین بدونید تجاوزی که آمریکایی‌ها به ایران کردند و ایران رو مورد هدف قرار دادند، ایران رو از نظر توانمندی‌هاش قطعا ارتقا خواهد داد، به ویژه اینکه مردم ما باورمندیشون به خودشون و توانمندی‌هاشون بیش از گذشته.
Undoubtedly the US aggression against my country will lead to military empowerment of my nation and at the same time my people believe in themselves.
در مورد هسته‌ای که شما اشاره کردید.
So you talked about the enriched uranium.
ما عضو آژانس هستیم.
We are a member to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
عضو معاهده NPT هستیم.
We are a member to the NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty.
در چارچوب معاهده NPT به فعالیت‌های صلح‌آمیز هسته‌ای خودمون داریم ادامه می‌دیم.
As per the NPT, we continue our peaceful nuclear activities.
چرا نباید ما به فعالیت‌های صلح‌آمیز هسته‌ایمون تو چارچوب NPT ادامه بدیم؟
What is the problem of asking this question to you? Why Iran should not continue its peaceful nuclear activities per the NPT? Iran is an independent and sovereign country.
ما حق داریم در واقع از توانمندی‌های جوانان خودمون برای پیشرفت استفاده کنیم.
We are entitled to make use of our younger generation's capabilities for the sake of our development.
ما در طول چند دهه گذشته که فعالیت‌های هسته‌ای داشتیم، ثابت کردیم که پایبند به تعهداتمون در چارچوب NPT هستیم.
In recent decades, Iran have started nuclear activities, and we have verified in practice that Iran remains committed to its commitments and obligations per the NPT. So I would like to highlight one subject. So countries, the nuclear powers, they produce weapons. What is the use of it? So what is the use of it? Can you answer it?
Which countries do you mean?
Any country.
Nuclear weapons?
Yes.
Self-defense? Unknown, but very hard for us.
Just, I agree with you. For self-defense.
ما در سال گذشته یک بار و اول امسال یک بار دیگه توسط دو قدرت دارای سلاح اتمی مورد حمله قرار گرفت.
Iran was attacked twice, one this year and one last year by two nuclear powers.
و دفعه دوم قطعاً برای در واقع فروپاشی نظام آمریکایی‌ها به ما حمله کردند، چون اولین هدفی که در واقع اونا داشتن رهبری نظام.
And the second war, I mean this year, was done by the Americans against Iran just for the sake of making a regime change in the country, because the first move was targeted and was attacked against my supreme leader. So it means that twice, this year and last year, Iran's sovereignty and entity and being was targeted. But we never distorted ourselves from the peaceful way of nuclear activities. What was the reason? Because we are accountable, because we are committed to our responsibilities.
Your Excellency, also a question of concern in Europe. People who agree with your position and say Iran has a right, of course, to self-defense, this is clear. But why does Iran block the Strait of Hormuz? Because this puts damage to a lot of countries who have no war with Iran, especially in Europe. They are not enemies of Iran. What is your message to them?
بله، در اروپا هم بعضی هستن که باور دارن ایران حق دفاع از خودش رو داره، اما در این حال این سوال رو میپرسن که چرا ایران تنگه هرمز رو بست، در حالی که این تنگه توسط خیلی کشورهایی استفاده میشه که با هیچ عنوان نه دشمنی با ایران داشتن نه جنگی با ایران داشتن، مخصوصا برای اروپایی ها. خب پیام شما در این زمینه چیست؟
اولا تنگه هرمز در وسط جنگ قرار گرفت.
The Strait of Hormuz is located just at the middle of the war.
Mm-hmm.
So, were the ships able to pass the Strait of Hormuz at the middle of the war? So, any war has two sides.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, Iran and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, the US attacked us. So you need to hold the U.S. accountable.
So
this was the first issue, and secondly,
قبل از جنگ تنگه هرمز یک گذرگاهی بود که آمریکایی‌ها از اون سو استفاده کردند برای ایجاد تقویت و تجهیز پایگاه‌های نظامی خودشون در کشورهای خلیج جنوبی ایران.
Before the war, the Americans abused and misused the Strait of Hormuz and passed through the Strait of Hormuz to create, to establish, to equip and strengthen its military bases in the Persian Gulf littoral states.
و از اون از طریق اون پایگاه‌ها رهبری ما رو ترور کردن، مقام‌های عالی ما رو ترور کردن، مردم ما رو ترور کردن، کودکان میناب رو در واقع به شهادت رسوندن و زیر ساختای ما رو مورد هدف قرار دادن.
And Americans made use of the same bases to attack Iran, to martyr my supreme leader, to martyr my high-ranking military and non-military officials, to kill my people, and at the same time to kill innocent children at Minab school.
شما فکر میکنید ما باید برای اینکه دوباره امنیت ملی ما، حاکمیت ملی ما، تمامیت سرزمینی ما مورد تهدید قرار بگیره، باید در واقع بی‌تفاوت باشیم؟
Do you believe that in order to guarantee our national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and at the same time, the in national interest of my country, should we sit idle and take no action?
ما باید اقدامی بکنیم، چون ما حکومتیم و مسئولیت داریم در قبال مردممون که باید از امنیت ملی در واقع صیانت کنیم، از حاکمیت ملی صیانت کنیم و از تمامیت ارضی کشورمون باید صیانت کنیم.
So there is a government in Iran and government needs to take some measures. We need to safeguard our people. We need to guarantee our national interest, national sovereignty and territorial integrity.
من یه سوالی از شما می‌پرسم.
I have a question to you.
ما دشمنی با مردم اروپا با اروپایی داریم؟
Is there any hostility on the Iranian side with the people in Europe?
یا اروپایی ها؟
With Europeans?
Not to my knowledge.
No. آنچه که من میدونم نه.
چرا اونا پس ما رو تحریم کردن و اجازه نمیدن حتی دارو به بیمارای ما برسه؟
So what is the reason that Europeans impose sanctions against my country, even do not allow medicines to be used, to be brought to Iran and used by patients?
What is your explanation?
توضیح شما چیست؟
شما اروپایی هستین باید جواب بدید.
I'm asking you. You are a European, so I'm asking you.
I'm from Switzerland, asking questions I'm not the representative of Europe or the European Union.
من یک سوئیسی هستم، دارم از جنوبی سوال میکنم، نماینده اروپا و اتحاد اروپا هم نیستم.
من جواب گرفتم.
So I got my answer from yourself.
به خاطر اینکه شما جواب منطقی ندارید به این سوال پاسخ بدید.
Because you do not have any logical answer to this question.
یا که تحت هیچ شرایطی دارو رو نمیشه تحریم کرد.
Under no circumstances countries are allowed to impose sanctions against medicines.
حتی اگر یک کسی رو الان یک ساعت دیگه بخوان اعدامش بکنن، یعنی بر اساس یه حکم قانونی دادگاه یه فردی رو میخوان اعدام بکنن و این فرد همین الان نیاز به یک دارو داشته باشه، این دارو رو در اختیار او فرد قرار میدن. اما اروپایی ها دارو در اختیار کودکان حتی ایرانی اجازه ندادن که قرار بگیره.
Suppose that 1 hour later we are going to execute a capital punishment for a person. We are going to hang him. If he or she is in need of medical assistance, definitely we will provide the person with some medical assistance, with some medications. Any person, when I say we, I don't mean Iranians, everybody. So, but the European countries deprive the Iranian patients, even small kids, from having access to medications.
One last question, Your Excellency. Coming from Switzerland, Switzerland has the mandate for diplomacy for the United States of America. What can Switzerland, as a neutral country, do to help in this conflict?
خب یک سوال آخر رو میپرسم. من سوئیس هستم و سوئیس حافظ منافع امریکا هستش. به نظر جناب عالی در این مناقشه سوئیس به عنوان یک کشور بی‌طرف چه کاری رو میتونه انجام بده؟
به نظر من هر کشور بی‌طرفی باید در واقع ببینه که حق به سمت کدوم جانب هست.
I believe that every neutral and impartial country first of all needs to identify who holds the right, who is the rightful side.
بی‌طرف یعنی کسی نمیتونه بی‌طرف باشه نسبت به حق و باطل.
You can never be impartial and neutral to the right and wrong.
در تجاوز آمریکا و اسرائیل به ما حق با کیه؟ با ما یا با آمریکا و اسرائیل؟
So this is a question. In the recent aggression against my country, who is the right and who is the wrong? Iran or the US and Israel?
کی تجاوز کرد؟ آمریکا و اسرائیل؟
Who made the aggression? Iran or the US and Israel?
Question to me?
Yes.
Well, as a neutral or a representative of a neutral country, it's the essence of neutrality that you do not take sides in a conflict where you are not directly affected, which doesn't mean that you have your private opinion, but you don't take sides in order to be able to help in diplomacy. So Switzerland as a state cannot take sides in this, which does not mean that they are in favor for somebody or against somebody.
خب من به عنوان نماینده بی‌طرف یک کشور بی‌طرف بگم که وقتی سوئیس نمیتونه جانبداری کنه از یک طرفی، چرا که تلاش میکنه از طریق دیپلماسی و از طریق جانبداری نکردن بتونه یک موضوع رو حل و فصل بکنه.
اگر یک فرد قلدری اینجا بیاد یک بچه یک کودک رو بگیره و در واقع بهش صدمه بزنه، شما نسبت به این حادثه بی‌طرفین؟
So let's suppose that here we have a bullying man, a strong man attacking a small child. Will you take a neutral and impartial position?
Inside? حداقل از نظر روانی و موضع کلامی طرف مظلوم قرار میگیرید و نسبت به ظالم و مظلوم بی تفاوت قطعا نیستید، چون انسان اینجوریه، اصلا طبیعت انسان اینجوریه.
Because this is the nature of human beings. At least at the psychological and emotional level, you will stand on the side of that small child and you will take the side of the right.
This is true for every person to take sides in a conflict, but as a state in a neutral, with a neutral tradition, you try not to take sides. But the question is now for Switzerland, what does that mean, what you are saying? What are you expecting from Switzerland? Or again, what could Switzerland do, being also diplomatically involved With Iran, we have good relationship, our two countries.
در حالت فردی کاملا درست میفهمید، اما کشورهایی که بی‌طرف هستن نمیتونن طرف یک کشوری رو بگیرن. انتظار شما از سوئیس به عنوان یک کشور بی‌طرف از طریق دیپلماتیک چه هستش؟ انتظار دارید چه اقدامات دیپلماتیک رو سوئیس انجام بده؟
قرار نیست طرف ایران شما بگیرید، ولی شما در مقابل ظلم نمیتونید بی‌تفاوت بشید.
Of course we are not asking you to side with Iran, but when it comes to oppression, you cannot sit idle and you cannot sit silent.
بالاخره کسی که داره دنیام در واقع در دنیام وقتی که میخوان به هر حال یک فرایندی رو طی بکنند بین یک کشوری که متجاوزه یا یک کشوری که در خودش دفاع میکنه تفاوت قائل میشن.
And even in the global level they differentiate between the aggressors and those countries who have been attacked.
میشه نسبت به اونها بی تفاوت.
So we cannot be indifferent to what has happened as aggressor and the country that has been attacked.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very much,
thank you.